This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The World Health Organization is cautioning against the idea of immunity passports. We get more from AP's Sarah Bassett.
The concept has been floated as a way of allowing people believed to be protected against reinfection of the new coronavirus to return to work. But the WHO says there is no evidence that people who have recovered from COVID-19 are protected against a second infection. The Geneva-based UN Health Agency says people who assume they are immune to reinfection may ignore public health advice, raising the risks of continued virus transmission. The WHO adds that tests for antibodies of the new coronavirus also need further validation to determine their accuracy. I'm Sarah Bassett.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says his state will be conducting antibody tests for workers at four hospitals hit hardest by the coronavirus pandemic. At his daily briefing, Cuomo also said he will allow local pharmacies to begin collecting samples for diagnostic tests.
We're going to authorize all the independent pharmacists in the state to be collection sites for testing.
The renewed test focusing comes as the crisis appears to be subsiding in New York, with hospitalizations for COVID-19 falling to their lowest in 3 weeks. The move is part of a broader attempt by Cuomo to get a better grip on how widely the virus has spread across his state. New York's 300 laboratories have ramped up capacity with the aim of doubling output to 40,000 tests per day. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.